From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the Netherlands Sunday it would pay a price for refusing to allow Turkey's foreign minister into the country and expelling another minister Saturday. The action was taken to keep them from holding rallies with Turkish immigrants. Those rallies were intended to generate support for Mr. Erdogan's bid to gain sweeping new powers in a referendum. U.S. and Iraqi authorities say Islamic State fighters are surrounded and contained in the western Mosul. Iraqi troops seized control of the last road leading out of the city on Sunday. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk, speaking Sunday in Baghdad, said ISIS is trapped, and he said the recaptured territory is holding.
All of this liberated ground, 50,000 square kilometers, has held. And it's not just the territory we've taken back, but most importantly, it's the people that we've helped free.
The envoy spoke as Iraqi General Abdul Amir Rashid Yarallah reported that elite troops of the Iraqi Counterterrorism Service spearheaded a push toward the edges of Mosul's densely populated Old City. France's conservative presidential candidate François Fillon has apologized for his party's anti-Semitic tweet aimed at rival Emmanuel Macron. Fillon said he had always fought against such thinking and has asked Republican Party officials to take action against whoever was responsible. He was once favored to win the presidency, but now he trails Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is calling on President Donald Trump to produce evidence by Monday on his claim that his phones were wiretapped during last year's presidential campaign. Last week, the president wrote on Twitter that former President Barack Obama had the phones at Trump headquarters tapped, but he has offered no evidence. An Obama spokesman said that Mr. Trump's charges are simply false. With a little more than a week left before the start of spring, the northeastern United States is bracing for a major blizzard. The National Weather Service is forecasting the bitter blast to roll up the coast Monday night and into Tuesday for most of the region. A blizzard watch has been issued for parts of the Northeast, including New York City and Boston. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll from two bombings on a religious shrine in the capital Damascus has risen to 74. Most of the dead were Iraqi Shiites. Images from the scene showed several wrecked tourist buses. An al-Qaeda-linked alliance claimed responsibility for those blasts. At least 34 people have been killed when a bus involved in a hit-and-run accident veered into a crowd Sunday in the Haitian city of Gonaives. The vehicle first knocked over two pedestrians, killing one. Then, as the driver tried to flee the scene, he rammed the bus into a band of street musicians, leaving 33 of them dead at the scene. Another 17 people were injured in the crash. It was not immediately clear what caused the accident. Ethiopian authorities say at least 30 people were killed after a garbage landslide on the outskirts of the capital, Addis Ababa. Actually, I should tell you, the death toll has risen to 46. Officials Sunday said most of the victims were women and children who either live in shacks at the Koshid dump or dig through it every day looking for anything to sell. Witnesses say the mountain of rubbish collapsed so fast that it gave victims little time to get out of the way. Police believe about 300 people lived at the dump, with hundreds of scavengers showing up every day. Officials in Pakistan say arrangements are in place to conduct a national census for the first time in 19 years. The census starts Wednesday. More than 200,000 troops will assist civilian enumerators in collecting the data. Republicans Sunday dismissed an upcoming analysis that is expected to conclude that more people will lack health coverage under their plan than under former President Obama's. The report is being released by the Congressional Budget Office. Meanwhile, opponents from the right and left seem to be hardening their position against the plan, supported by President Donald Trump. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.